Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch for the mayor and city council perspective of the hiring of a new Knoxville city manager.
A new Knoxville city manager has finally been named as Heather Ussery is taking over the position. First of all, Mayor Hatch, I have to imagine that this is a pretty big weight off of you and the city council's shoulders, I would say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This has been, I think, going on about 7 months since the past city manager left. So, I think it's nice to finally bring some closure to this and get ready to move on now. So, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about Heather here in a sec, but I guess kind of just talk about the entire process of this whole thing. Like you said, 7 months. I mean, it was this past January that Aaron Adams left. You know, what was the process like since that point and, the things that you guys had to go through to get to this point?
Yeah, so right away, as soon as Aaron left, the council decided to appoint Heather as the interim city manager, which was excellent. Heather did a great job during those 7 months of keeping us above water, keeping us moving forward, which was great. And that started the process of what were we going to do? You know, find another city manager. How do you want to do that? Council thought it was an important enough decision that they wanted to go out and find a consultant to go through that process. So we did. GovHR was who they selected. And we had an individual come in. She was great to work with, helped guide us through the process. She found some candidates through the first initial pool of candidates, which we were very fortunate. We had a lot of candidates, which was great. She selected a handful of those, brought those to council so they could look them over. They selected, a few from there. We started the interview process. I was very impressed at the candidates. We had a great list of candidates, which made the decision even tougher for council. So it was a really tough decision, but I thought they did a great job of walking their way through it. She did a great job of guiding us through it, and ultimately we got to the end here and made a great decision.
Well, Heather then ultimately was selected. Talk about the experience and the expertise that Heather brings to the table here as the new Knoxville City Manager.
Yeah, like I said before, she just did such a great job over the last 7 months of stepping into that role. I think there were a few ways to approach that. You're there as the interim. Do you just kind of keep us at status quo? Or do you take the ball and run with it? And she absolutely did that. She had ideas. She had thoughts. And she took off running, and which I was very impressed with. And I think the council was too. So she did a wonderful job there. Heather has a lot of background with the city, which is extremely helpful. She does a great job with the day-to-day functions. She knows the budget. She knows all the financing as well as anyone. So she's very strong in that aspect, which is just awesome for us.
Another big advantage with that is that, she knows the system. You're not going to have to try to, train someone, introduce a new person to people, right? Just talk about the advantages of, having someone in-house, a Knoxville native too.
Yeah, absolutely. We love that. Here, a Knoxville person, she loves the community. She's very passionate about Knoxville, and that means a lot to me. I know personally, I love that. The relationships that she has, that means a lot. She's already worked with a lot of our staff. They've established those relationships, and they're good relationships. She works well. That's another strong point that she has. She works so well with people. So I just think it was just a great fit, and I was happy to see her get into that position and take us forward.
Well, preliminary goals that you and the council have maybe discussed with Heather, that you guys are hoping to see now that she is officially the new city manager?
Yeah, I think so. Initially, with her moving into the city manager position, now opens up the assistant city manager position that she had occupied before that. So there'll be a need to replace that. I think that's a strategic move for council to figure out what they want that position to look like. I think that's a position that needs to complement Heather in her position now. And so I think that's important for her and council to work together to figure out what's the best way to fill that position. That would be, I think, objective number one. I think is obvious with the beginning of demolition out at the VA site. It's continuing to move forward with that housing, you know, trying to economic development, all those types of things. We just got to continue to push forward with all of that and try to get this VA project moving forward as quickly as we can.
Well, is there anything else you haven't touched on that you'd like our listeners to know here today?
No, I just want to thank all of the candidates that put in for the position. Like I said, I was extremely impressed with how many candidates that we had and the quality of candidates. I also want to thank Charlene with GovHR for helping us guide us through that process, and for council, the time and effort that they put into selecting the right person. I think they did a wonderful job, so I want to say thank you to all of them.
Thanks to Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.